In the south part of Texas, in the town of San Antone, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one, but sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to that roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more, Captain Dickinson, Jim Bowie, present and accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to can leave now, those who fight to the death, let them stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line. With his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light, Santa Anna came prancing on a horse that was black as the night.
And now, America is the greatest command base of free and love in the world, and Texas is the jewel in that crown, thanks to Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and others. And we appreciate their sacrifice today to be able to come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Let's go back to the documentary piece that's gone mega viral, that is inspiring so many with citizen journalism, with Nick Shirley. Here it is.
There are indeed no windows. All the windows are blacked out right here. All right, let's go in.
And it's all of them are blacked out.
And the child care center is locked. Should we ring the doorbell? Try to get in, ring the doorbell. Nobody showed up. They're open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. it says here on their sign, yet there's absolutely nobody here. And this building here, right here, has generated millions of dollars.
And they talk to locals, they go, no one's ever been there.
It seems like business isn't even open right now, and it's a weekday. And if this was a daycare center, it wouldn't just be in some industrialized building. There would be maybe like a playground or something outside. Or
there's no play area for the kids. So where are the kids? Where's anybody? How can there be nobody here? And it's like this every single day.
Thousands of buildings around the town. They just went to dozens that day. Blacked out windows.
9 years.
No
I've
kids.
I've never seen a single child at this building. Right there.
Oh, then now it looks like we already got the Somalis coming
through. Yeah, they're coming. The word's out.
Hello, is this your daycare?
No. Can you tell us why there are no children? Have you ever seen children at this child care center?
I'm not sure. I don't
know. Doesn't know if she's ever seen a child here. All right, let's go to the next location. Now we're going to the next daycare center. How much money has this one generated?
This one, in fiscal year 2025, $1,042,059. In fiscal year 2024, $1,059,078. And in fiscal year 2023, $727,336.
This next one is literally one block away, and this one's also generated nearly $3 million in the past 3 years.
Yeah, they wander.
Any children. Let's see if any of the buildings are open.
About 70% out from my numbers, the Democrats. Because we've seen the indictments, we know what they've got. It seems about 30%.
All the windows are blacked out. Let's see if anybody.
The Somalis get 30% for this. I've seen a bunch of the indictments again in multiple states. It's all 30%.
This facility is licensed for 40 children. Zero children. I've come by this place 100 times. I've never seen a child here, ever. The only thing I've ever seen is someone standing outside smoking.
So they're allowed to carry out the crime as long as they pay it to the Democrats.
Is that green building right there? And the other daycare center right now is right here. These buildings should be operating as they're receiving literally millions of dollars. I knocked on the door, and to my surprise, somebody actually answered the door. Hello? Can we speak?
Yeah.
I would like to check a child in the daycare.
Why?
Can I speak to a manager? Where can I get paperwork to file for my son? I wanted to put my son Joey in daycare. And after a few questions, the lady went silent. Looks like little Joey Shirley ain't going to daycare here. And now we're...
We'll be right back.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screams got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired.
and turbo force filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexshowstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So after seeing this devastating report, one of many devastating reports by Nick Shirley in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and other cities with the mass illegal alien invasion, Elon Musk rightfully called for Tim Walz's indictment, and it's come out that Tim Walz, Elon Omar, set all this up in the last 3-4 years, and they went from a $16 billion surplus to a $20 million deficit. It's $24 billion they've now found stolen. That's coming up. And the Somalis are about 80% of it because they're the bagmen, because they're a tribe. They're ruled by tribal leaders. They'll do what they're told. And from the numbers we've seen from the criminal cases and other things, about 30% of the money they steal, they get. The rest goes to the Democratic Party and to Islamic Jihad around the world, to the Muslim Brotherhood. And you have Ilhan Omar bragging about it. So don't hold your breath for cash Patel and the FBI to do anything. They claim, oh, they're about to have all these indictments and stuff. But if that happens, the Democrat leadership has to go to prison, and then there's some Republicans on the payroll. It doesn't matter. We're convicting them in the court of public opinion. This is so devastating, and the election fraud and all of it. So they can run from the truth. They can't hide. The public's seeing this. They're discovering it. And so at the end of the day, we're not going to take paltry a few indictments and things where Democrat judges then overturn the convictions later. And, you know, Tim Walz sends assassins to kill a few Democrats that voted against it or whatever, according to the shooter. Yeah, that came out. No, she never heard about that anymore from June 14th. Covered at the start of the show if you missed it. Kind of bombshell. General Flynn's pointing that out, saying, yeah, there's the hit right there. But let's go back to this incredible documentary that is the top story in the world right now from independent media. This has literally 100 times the viewers of 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes has 3 million. This has 300 million conservatively. Hundreds of millions on X alone. Why does Trump care about 60 Minutes? He's 79. I harp on that, so Trump stops focusing on trying to get corporate media to tell the truth and just moves on. Jimmy Kimmel has 1 million viewers. Who cares? Nick Shirley, the last 48 hours, has 300 million views on X alone. That's all over the news. See? We need to say, get behind me, Satan, and stop worrying about CBS and NBC and CNN. Let them operate. Don't shut them down. They're a joke. No one listens to them now. Get the truth out through the independent media. Let's go back to the report.
Now we're going to Sweet Angel Childcare.
We're in the middle of a strip mall here inside of this neighborhood.
In fiscal year 2025, this facility, which has its license for 74 kids, was paid $1.26 million in tax money. And there are no kids, and all the facilities are the same way, all of them.
Let's see if anyone opens.
Let's stop again, back in 5 seconds. It gets really good right here. But, and they talk about it later, but about 20% or so is the child care fraud. It's Medicare, it's Medicaid, it's taking care of the elderly, it's in-home care. It's, by the way, the $24 billion, is, they're just now looking at Obamacare. They think it's probably double. So now we're at 60-something billion, but in Minnesota alone. But it's the same scam everywhere. And the cops come and threaten to arrest him for daring to report on this. So they are hitting at every level, including delivering handicapped people places. And then out of hundreds of thousands of drives, no one's delivered. It's all made up. And it's the same addresses. Let's continue.
Tax money. And there are no kids. And all the facilities are the same way. All of them.
Let's see if anyone opens.
Yeah, let's see.
Once again, I try to find a spot for my son Joey, and they would not open the door. I want to put my son Joey in daycare. Because I need a spot to put my son
and
Joey.
They go, you're white. We don't serve you. Yes. Another thing, you're evil because you're white.
No, what's happened? I just want to put a child in daycare, but all the daycare centers seem to be closed. No one's opening the doors.
You work here?
I was, yeah. What's happened?
Where are the kids?
Yeah.
It says it's licensed for 74 children. Right here, state of Minnesota. Where are the kids? They got paid $1.26 million in fiscal year 2025. It says they have a capacity for 74 children.
When?
Where are the kids? Right here. State of Minnesota website. You work here and you don't know?
I don't know. I was there before. I don't know what's going on.
Were there any kids when you worked here?
He's there. Kids there.
What's How up? Many?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
You worked here. Okay, well, then you're not of any help.
Can I put my son in a daycare here?
No, I don't know.
Can I speak to someone?
No, I don't know.
No? Yeah, I would like to see if I can put my son Joey here.
Yeah, the Jawas are about to attack.
My son Joey. Tady. Can I check out daycare center?
No! I'm the owner.
Do you put your kid here in this daycare?
No.
There is one child in there. Yeah, I'd like to know if this is a legit business.
Me, I'm scared of you too. How come I explain everything?
You're scared of me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of your curry.
Because of my color. You said you're scared of me because of my color. Does that make you a racist?
Yeah, no.
But no. You said you're scared of me because of my color.
I'm not saying you're racist.
You said you're scared of me because of my color. That makes you a racist. So right now, they're all getting mad because he's shown the paperwork of this business being registered as a business. 74 children, no children. We saw one child when the lady opened up the door. But now they're all getting mad.
What was this money spent on? $1.26 million. What was that money spent?
Ask the owner.
There aren't any kids.
Ask the owner and the kids.
Well, then why are you talking
That's
for the owner
proof.
If you're
That's
telling me to talk
proof.
To the owner?
I'm sorry. I'm not understand what you're talking about.
Do you have a child here?
No.
Does anybody?
No.
Where are the 74 kids? Did you lose them? Did you lose these kids? Do I need to call someone? Do I need to issue an Amber Alert for missing children? Are these children missing? It's not my business that children are missing. 74 infants and toddlers, preschool.
The proof's right there. There's no children anywhere.
It's from
the state of Minnesota right here. I think we're moving on to the next location. Have a good day.
As we continue to show the blatant fraud that was taking place here in Minnesota, Somalis started following us around the city.
And now we're being followed by the Somalis. This is another daycare center, absolutely no signage, and there's no footprints in the snow of children playing outside. $5 million within the past
2 years. $5.9 million they received in 2 years, that facility right there.
And now we have a group of Somalis telling us in our vehicle right now.
From this daycare center, we headed over to the infamous Quality Learning Center, which actually spells Quality Learning Center on the outside of their sign. That's how blatant this fraud is here at this daycare.
Don't open up!
So this is Quality Learning Center. I meant to say Quality Learning Center.
Don't open up!
They said they spelt learning wrong. How do you have ice here, ma'am? I'm literally a YouTuber.
Don't open up!
Ma'am, what do you think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
Don't open up! We have ice!
Ma'am, what do you think about this place being licensed for 99 children?
Don't open up!
And getting $4 million
Don't
over the...
Don't open up! It's ice!
$4 million in the last 2 years?
Go away!
What do you think about that? Are you in
Go
favor?
Go away!
Are you in favor of that?
Go away!
You know
You're
the...
not welcome here!
Are you...
Shame on you!
Are you in favor of... $1.9 million going illegally, fraudulently to this business.
So there's literally a learning center stealing millions of dollars a year. No one's there. No one's inside. Here shows a woman. She sees white people. She's a white lady, a Karen. She goes, oh, my God, it's white men doing something. She goes, you're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be around here because you're white and you're an American. And she's, oh, my God, ICE is here. And she doesn't care there's mass fraud going on. This is the brainwashed idiocy of these people. Let's go back to her.
Learning center, but can't even spell learning right on the door.
Don't open up!
Ma'am, we are not ICE.
I don't care who you are, you don't belong here.
I belong here just like you belong here.
Don't open up! It's ICE!
You do realize that there's supposed to be 99 children in here at this building, but there's no one here. This is a child daycare center.
There's 99 children. Paid $1.9 million this year in CCAP funding. Do you know where the children are? Were they kidnapped? Did they run away? Where are the children? This is state of Minnesota. Right here.
And who are you?
My name's Nick Shirley, ma'am.
And who are you with?
Nick Shirley. Nick Shirley on YouTube.
Yeah, so who are you with here?
Oh, he's just been doing some research investigating the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm with Nick Shirley.
This lady, she's calling us ICE. We're just trying to put law and order back in the streets of the United States.
Back it up. This is so key. Here comes this white woman. She goes, you're white. You're not supposed to be here. We're like, well, there's nobody here. millions being stolen, and she just screams, ICE, 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 you're white. There's whites, there's whites, there's whites. Well, I mean, I wish it was other color people, and there are other color people that aren't white exposing this, but this is she's a hero. She's fighting the evil white man who aren't supposed to be here. And of all the professors and all the videos, you've seen them just constantly, oh, whites are evil. We got to eradicate them. They're the problem. They're the why? Because we still have Western values of not acting like this? Let's continue.
That's taking place here in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm with Nick Shirley.
This lady, she's calling us ICE. We're just trying to put law and order back in the streets of the United States. Get rid of all the fraud.
Well, she's a hero.
Have you ever seen
she's
children at that daycare center right there?
Where?
Yeah, it's right there. It says the child, you've never seen daycare.
I haven't seen anybody in there.
We're going to educate you on something. So what do you think about this daycare center? They spelled learning wrong. They've received over $1.9 million this year alone, and they're supposed to have 99 children here.
I don't see it.
99 children.
Have you ever seen any children here?
None, not at all. None.
This year they got $1.9 million. Last year they got $1.5 million of your tax money for 99 children. We just want to know where
so
the
he
kids.
Lives next door, right. Never seen kids.
The
been there 8 years.
I've been here since 2017. I haven't seen anybody like
never
that
seen
here.
Never seen a child here.
No, not at all.
And so you've never seen a child here for 8 years?
Nope, not at all.
And how does that make you feel, knowing that this place is receiving $1.9 million?
Disgusting. I mean, what the hell? They're stealing the money. That's a federal grant, too. If they get caught, and for that, it's a federal offense. I know. I studied law.
And do you think Tim Walz should go to jail for all the fraud that he's enabled here in his state?
That's him doing this? Heck yeah. He's got to be held accountable for this. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason what's going on here. It's simple. It's nothing there. It's a parking lot.
And look, they even spelt learning wrong on their sign for a place that's supposed to be educated.
So let's stop here. Children. Under everybody's nose, there's all these learning centers and all these home care centers and all these daycares and all this stuff. $24 billion found in just 2 weeks. It's going to get a lot worse. They're getting into the Obamacare now. And the locals are like, I didn't know that, but I noticed nobody's ever been in this building. And you got a Minnesota judge overturns a verdict with $7.2 million to a mailbox. What do you think she got? What do you think her boss has got? The Somalis are the bag men because they are a criminal mafia. But they are the bag men. Let's be clear about that. This is not ineptitude by Tim, the communist Chinese agent, Walz. Let's continue.
That's crazy. I mean, who runs it? Who supposedly runs it?
Somalians.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, it's just, I've never seen nobody here at all.
So how long have you been living here?
Since 2017, 2018.
You've never seen a single child walk in that building?
No, not at all.
So this daycare center is literally just a place to traffic money. $1.9 million just this year alone. And this guy's been living here for 8 years. And has never seen a single child walk through those doors. There's no windows either.
No.
And the only window they do have, the door, is blacked out.
Yep, I see that. I've never seen anybody go in there.
Within just a few hours, we nearly approached $20 million in fraud, and we headed over to George Floyd's neighborhood to expose more of the fraud taking place.
This place is called Future Leaders Early Learning Center.
By the way, back to 10 seconds. Did you notice the Palestinian flag flying officially in the middle of the road on the city memorial for veterans? Got a memorial for veterans. I looked it up. Palestinian flag on top of it. They got the rainbow flags and the Muslim flags. Letting you know, bitch, we run this. I got clips of them celebrating. That's coming up. Let's continue.
We headed over to George Floyd's neighborhood to expose more of the fraud taking place.
This place is called Future Leaders Early Learning Center, and it's licensed for 90 children. And in fiscal year 2025, they received $3.6 million. In fiscal year 2024, they received $3 million. So
stop
in
again.
2 years,
back it
they
up.
Got six.
I'm going to go back to this again because it's so key. I know most of you are smart and get it, but those don't. All it takes is a local Minnesotan that noticed it, sort of document it, got the local documents, state documents, they're still reporting. Thank God those laws are there. I don't want to get rid of that. And a reporter. And Balls. And it's bringing them to their knees. What did Thomas Jefferson say? He was asked by a reporter, right after we won the war. She said, why does evil triumph. And he said, because good men do nothing. All that evil needs to triumph is that good men do nothing. What are you doing, folks? I'm not bitching at you. I'm just saying, this is going on everywhere. Sure, it's super horrible, Minnesota. It's happening everywhere. And you don't have to go out and fight all this yourself. All you got to do is share the videos and articles and financially support the people that will do it. But you understand, this isn't a hobby. Like, oh, I'm a patriot. We're in a total war, people. They're trying to put me in prison. They've attacked my family. That's fine. I just want you to back me at thealexhillstore.com. It's that simple. We can win this, but you got to get in the game. But I would encourage you, don't just support InfoWars. This corruption is so horrible, you can go get state records in Texas and go to Houston and show the same groups doing it. You can go find these education centers and medical centers that are P.O. boxes. You can do the same thing that Nick Shirley's doing. That's even better. But if you're not going to do that, that's fine. Support Nick Shirley. Support InfoWars. Support people that are in the game winning for all of us. If you don't, you have no self-preservation instincts. I don't know what to say to you. You know there's a war going on, right? For the very soul of this country. And we're winning, but just barely. Can I get you to join the team? Can I get you to say a prayer for the broadcast for Nick Shirley? Can I get you to say a prayer for the truth coming out? Can I get you to buy a supplement? Can I get you to get a t-shirt at thealexhillstore.com? Can I get you in the game? Because I can't do this without you. Let's go back to the documentary they don't want you to see.
This place is called Future Leaders Early Learning Center, and it's licensed for 90 children. And in fiscal year 2025, they received $3.6 million. In fiscal year 2024, they received $3 million. So in 2 years, they got $6.67 million, claiming they have 90 children every day of the week, 5 days a week.
I mean,
so
let's find out. These people are making just about more money than
let's
NBA
stop it again. Here's another scam I forgot to mention. During COVID, they raked in $2 million we know of, claiming per little facility they were feeding thousands of kids a week. They went to them and other journalists too, and they're completely empty and didn't serve anybody. And the records show, again, it's just total criminal activity. But the Democrats set it up and used the Somalis as the bagmen. Let's be clear. Back to it.
And we don't even know if they're paying taxes, but we don't know where this money is going. Is it going to terrorism? Where is it going?
We do know. There's a Somali and the Democrats.
It's fraud. And the reason I'm involved is I want to
Qatar.
Stop. I care about Minnesota.
To fund the attacks in Sudan.
Minnesota. I don't make a dime off all this time I've spent on this. I put my life at risk several times, but I'm determined to see this through and to correct what is wrong, what is evil.
Here at Future Leaders Early Learning Center, this building received over $3 million. Hello, how are you? I would like to see if I could bring little Joey, my son, little Joey here. Is there a paperwork? Or can I check out the daycare? No.
Look at this pig.
Why can't I check out the daycare?
Look at that America-hating pig.
Nothing's not here.
Okay, but if I can't get paperwork or anything to submit my son, little Joey.
I'm sorry for it. They only make the women work. The men sit around their nightgowns all day.
We'd really like to put Joey in this daycare. We've heard great things.
Business card?
No, I would like your business
card,
actually.
They have like 10 kids, put them all on welfare. She's actually just a slave. Well, sorry for
okay,
her.
Can I speak with somebody? Where are the children at? Are there children here today?
No.
No children?
Yes. Yeah.
Why are there no children?
Two of Mexico.
Would my son, little Joey, have friends to play with here?
No.
No, no friends.
No friends for little Joey. Dang it. Well, have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
So, little Joey would not be accepted to that daycare.
Joey's still homeless.
Joey's still looking for daycare.
She opened the door
tonight. Because little Joey couldn't get into a daycare, we went to an autism center, as they have been popping up everywhere.
Oh, yeah, autism is another big scam.
Here in Minnesota, because of the government funds that they are receiving, I tried to check my son Joey into an autism center.
We've been going to a lot of these daycare centers. We're trying to find a spot for our little boy Joey, but We thought maybe we could check him into the autism center. Because none of the daycare centers are open.
Durga,
yeah,
Muhammad,
how many kids do you guys have at this autism center?
I can't give you a number now.
Like more than five?
Probably, yeah.
Probably, so you don't really know?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about like the fraud that's been labeled on the autism centers here? What do you guys do think about the fraud, or how come the autism centers are popping up?
I can't answer.
Are you a news reporter?
My name's Nick. We're doing a little documentary trying to find little Joey a spot to put himself in one of these centers here. The fraud? Yeah, because we want to make sure we're going to a legit business if we're going to bring our little boy Joey here.
This is not a Joey spot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our number on the other building. But this is we can't let you guys in. So.
Okay, thank you. So once again, little Joey, he can't even go to daycare, and now they won't even accept him if he has autism.
And again, no kids. Couldn't tell you how many kids they serve.
After being able to provide no evidence of them actually being an autism center in a place where a child could go, they shut the door and we headed to the next fraudulent daycare center that was just around the corner.
We're on to the next location. We're still trying to find little Joey a place to go to get some daycare.
And within one day, over 100 million in fraud confirmed.
It's called Super Kids Daycare Center. Interestingly, this daycare center was shut down when it was called Creative Minds Daycare. And it had received $2.45 million
but nobody does it.
Fiscal year 2025, they had to shut down because there were so many violations, and they went and they just reopened under a new license, and they renamed the center Super Kids Daycare Center LLC.
So they got shut down, then started another one.
Literally the next day.
Creative Minds Daycare, $2.45 million got sent to this daycare center.
Totally empty.
Empty parking lot. We do have a bus here. This is different. We'll see if we see anybody.
I knocked on the door. Absolutely nobody was inside.
Blacked out windows.
Once again, no children could be heard anywhere.
So, David, once again, another child daycare center. We have a bus out here. No one's inside. License for over 50 kids. No children anywhere. But yet, millions of dollars every single year.
So, the sign says Creative Minds Daycare. They got in so much trouble, they had so many violations that they had to shut down, and they reopened the next day under Super Kids Daycare Center. You see, 3801
and again,
Portland.
They found like $10 million in one place.
Portland, which is where we
for
are.
For serving meals, it was a P.O. box.
Right there alone.
Millions and millions of dollars, and again, the kids are missing. Where are the kids?
You'd think if they had
were
the
never there.
Address.
All right, let's come back. I mean, folks, we haven't played half of it yet, okay? They get up to over $100 million. Two guys in one day and still have time to go to the state house and crash the hearings about it. See how easy this is? But men have to stand up. All that evil men and tyrants seem to flourish is the good men do nothing. I'm going to say this right now. We have survived and battled the federal and state courts, the Democratic Party, the whole nine yards. And we have great products, and I appreciate all your support. But 70%+ of the money that comes in is the legal cost. If we didn't have those battles going, we'd be 24 hours a day, as I've always planned, and totally kicking ass. But it's part of the cost of the fight in this information war, and I appreciate you keeping us here. But with everything going on, we've got about a $300,000 underage right now and need to have the money for payroll and bandwidth and all the things we're doing. This is, and it's not a Chicken Little thing or a the sky's falling, or boy who cried wolf. You've seen the attacks, you've seen the news, you've seen us battling. You know, God, you know, pulls us out right at the last minute. And I know we're going to get massive support for successful shutting this down. People are going to be, whoa. But regardless, the products are insane. But at InfoWarsStore.com, with the bankruptcy and the receiver, they don't let us get a lot of new product, all that. We have the collectible limited edition Save InfoWars posters. We have a chance at an auction next month with the state. If they don't let it be a real auction, the good guys can't buy InfoWars, we'll be shut down. And I just want to fight to the end, and whatever happens, happens. But we have the collectible posters for $25, unsigned, $100 signed. That's a lot of money, I know. It's the point is, it's a fundraiser. You're opting in to do that. It's beautiful posters, three of them. But if you want to just give a straight donation on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you can just give a straight donation. The credit card fees are like 4% for us, and then we get 96% of the money to actually run the operation. So We're winning in court. We're having a lot of big effects. I'm not going to spend hours explaining it all to you, but we're down to the last round here right now, and we need the funds. And you know the show delivers the truth. It has a major effect. We influence the White House, creating a lot of good stuff happening. It's a valuable thing in the info war to keep on air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm asking you humbly for a straight donation, $5, $50, $100. Give a straight donation if you want, or if you want one of the posters, signed or unsigned, as a memento that you stood up for the Republic at a key time. We got a little bit of the fish oil back in, a little bit of the bodies back in. That's selling out quickly. The receiver let us do that. But none of this goes to the plaintiffs. None of this goes to the bad guys. It's literally in the red right now, okay, with what we got projected in the next month. I need the funds now. Please make a donation. This is the critical time. TheAlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. If InfoWars gets shut down, that's our sponsor for the new network that's already been built, but it's also funding InfoWars, and there's not enough coming in. So you can support either way. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, all the t-shirts, that's great. But if you want to straight up support, know it all goes to it, make a donation or get one of the posters at InfoWarsStore.com. It's up to you. Please take action now.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. About to crack the code, now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind is a lot. Ultimate power, feel it surge in your veins, locked in focus, laser brain, breaking out the chains. Ultimate power, energy on command, from the election to store, come now take a stand.
We have something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate power at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, tongue tied. You better look at somewhere.
All right, I've already spent an hour and a half on this because I know victory when I see it. I already know the whole story. We have the documents. We know it's all true. But it's all about the power of one local Minnesotan and one activist reporter with. When I said hundreds of millions, I can't keep track of it, okay? We're talking 300-plus million views that I could track on X today alone. We're talking all over the news. We're talking all over every platform. And now all these other journalists are going out to the thousands of locations around Minnesota and finding they're all empty. The autism centers, the daycares, the medical centers, the home care, the Obamacare, and it's the Democrats. Because I've seen the court cases have already happened. It's 30% in Michigan, in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, in Texas, in Maine, in Washington State. Those where the Somalis are at, who are literally a pirate slaver system, where the Somalis aren't even bad people. But whoever is the rulers, Ilhan Omar's dad was the ruler of Somalia. They are slave masters. And so they vote how they're told, they do what they're told, or they kill them. And they're the perfect bagmen for Democrats to bring in. Again, we're all taught only Italians have organized crime. That's a joke, people. I'm not Italian. I don't have any Italian blood. I know history. The Italians, if anything, got in trouble because they got too big and too sophisticated by the 60s and were challenging the WASP and Jewish mafia. And that's in the mainline history books. It's not on the news. It's not the average person doesn't know. But the Italian mafia got a little too powerful by the 50s and 60s. And we're kind of pushing the WASP mob around. Oh, you know the WASP have a mafia? We used to. It's been taken over. And then you heard about Bugsy Siegel and all those guys? That's the Zionist folks. But the point is that you only think, oh, because you saw The Sopranos in Hollywood, that Italians have a mafia. All these other countries are mafias. India's a mafia. These Muslim countries are mafias. It's how the world works unless you have a republic. It's about rules. Everybody follows that. The argument of the Italian mafia is we're immigrants. We're not getting our rights. We're going to stand up for ourselves and enforce our own law. It's like The Godfather, Mario Puzo, which is a composite of true stories. The Godfather is not a movie. It's a documentary. The names have just been changed. I'm not defending the Italians. I'm just explaining to people, why do you think Italians, the only people, have a mafia? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. The Somalis are a hardcore, sick, evil mafia. The worst of the worst. And they've been brought here by the Democrats because they will run these deals and pay the money. Ilhan Omar is a mob boss. And Tim Walz is her boss. And he's got bosses above him. Now, Royce White, incredible Minnesotan, former NBA player, run for Congress and the Senate, almost won despite the fraud, would have won despite the fraud. He's coming up, and he's cool with it. I'm going to start the next hour, take a little bit of the time, because I need to get into the war news and Iran declaring war on us officially. And I need to hit the Candace Owens stuff, not to be mean to Candace, but she's become too destructive of the liberty movement, and she's just a microcosm of what we're dealing with. She's now turning against her followers because of her source claiming a congressman they seem to pick out of a hat. And Erica Kirk and the head of TPUSA security at a Huachuca meeting with 12 colonels to kill Charlie Kirk the day before he was killed. And they all have alibis, like being on C-SPAN voting. She's ignored all that. Now her own people have looked at the horrible record of this kook ball, probably a globalist operative. And she's doubled down and saying her own people are bad now. It must have been paid. And I tried to get her weeks ago. Said, Candace, turn back. You can't do stuff like that. You can't say Congressman Amadei's there. And she did say that. She said, oh, her source is pure. He's good, blah, blah. The guy has 5 different heavy restraining orders on him. He's a con man. We have his military record. He changed his name all these times. All these stuff. And I'm just like, I'm not signing on to that. I'm not signing on because I wasn't investigated when she said, you know, she had all this information. So I'd go investigate it. And I'm like, you know, in the military, which they've done before under orders from the Senate with a presidential letter, death warrant, they have a meeting and they go, take care of the problem. Oh, you're in a meeting. You just give the secret man with 12 colonels and they're all planning it. The minute I saw this guy and saw him say, I'm like, is this a joke? And now it's all disintegrated and she's doubled down. So I'm sad for her, but I'm not going to let her take us with her. So all you idiots putting pressure on me and threatening me and oh, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see at the end of the day. But does the Democrat Party attempt to take down TPUSA because it got 2.5 million people to vote for Trump and it's bigger than ever? And you failed taking down TPUSA. You failed miserably. So I'm going to cover that briefly coming up. But back to real victory. 2 investigators going to all these places in one day, found over $100 million of fraud of the $24 billion we know there's there, showing you how it's done, showing you the arrogance. Bigger than just that story is the story of men taking action. But you know, 3 years ago, before Elon took over X, you wouldn't even see this. It'd be censored. So give credit where credit's due, Elon Musk. Thank you, Elon Musk, the game changer, the MVP. Trump now admits he shouldn't have run you out. He's trying to bring you back. Elon, we need you to empower us, and we'll empower you. This is beautiful. And he did boost this report, twice got hundreds of millions of views. Let's continue to see the report they don't want you to see.
Once again, another child daycare center. We have a bus out here. No one's inside. Licensed for over 50 kids. No children anywhere. But yet, millions of dollars every single year.
So the sign says Creative Minds Daycare. They got in so much trouble. They had so many violations that they had to shut down, and they reopened the next day under Super Kids Daycare Center. You see, 3801 Portland, which is where we are.
So that's fraud right there alone.
Millions and millions of dollars, and again, the kids are missing. Where are the kids?
You'd think if they had the same address that whoever's inside or working at the Capitol here inside of Minnesota would just say, oh, maybe that's a red flag.
They just write the check. Human Services, they got to clean out the whole bunch. They're the ones who enabled this fraud. How can you not look and say, wait a minute, these two are registered at the same address?
On top of all of the child care centers, that's just only a small piece of the fraud. What other fraud are they committing here in Minnesota?
So another major piece of the fraud is the home health care industry. Where we're going now is a building that has 14 Somali-owned home health care companies in the same building.
14 of the same health care companies in one building.
14 home health care companies with different names in the same building.
How bad has Tim Walz managed the budget here inside of Minnesota?
So the last biennium, we had an $18 billion surplus. This biennium, we have a $6 billion deficit. That's a $24 billion swing in one biennium. How in the world can you burn through $24 billion in 2 years? This is how, right here. This is a huge part of it.
And so would you say a lot of that is fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
Absolutely. I would say better than 90% of it is absolute outright fraud.
And a large percentage of this fraud is from these healthcare companies that are charging the state millions of dollars while they actually aren't providing anything. In fact, the FBI just did a raid a few days ago on a building similar to the one we are about to enter. Inside of this building, there were 14 of nearly the exact same businesses offering the exact same services.
Right here, you have a list of all of the healthcare companies. Loads of them right here. We want healthcare.
No, it's okay.
Yes, we'd like to speak about getting healthcare here.
No.
Why can't I get healthcare here?
No, wait. Just...
Warning, you are under video surveillance. No trespassing, security armed. This is the strangest place I've ever been to get healthcare. Just a bunch of different places. Healthcare here, healthcare right here. Another healthcare company right here. There are three healthcare companies inside of this building right here in this room of 7C. Now we have another Helping Hands, Home Care LLC, another healthcare company, Present Help right here. We're looking for the best rates of healthcare here inside this building because we have so many options. Who can we talk about getting the best healthcare?
I don't know.
No?
Sorry.
All right. Mm-hmm. We will not get any healthcare here. David, this is one of the stranger places I've ever been. Literally, healthcare every door you go to, yet nobody will give you a rate. How much money do you think has been funneled through this building?
Every year, I would say 50 to 60 million at least.
And finally, we were accepted into one of the daycare centers and they actually took down our information to give us a rate. However, when we left, we were then met with the police.
We received a complaint that someone matching your description, we're in this building harassing the individuals who stay here.
Oh, we're checking out the rates for healthcare. Because there's 14 healthcare companies inside this building, so.
Okay.
Well, that's not what he said. He said there's 14 companies here, and he's trying to assume because they're Somali providers, everyone here is fraudulent.
Okay.
So he's here with some kind of like propaganda.
So no, we're just checking.
No, this is a area that we're allowed to enforce trespassing ordinance. Is there any other reason that you guys are here?
Well, we were checking rates.
No, he's not.
We were checking rates. We asked for rates.
No, you're not.
Okay. If you guys are all good, we're going to step outside and we can continue this conversation.
All right, let's leave. So, all right, we're getting escorted out right now. The police have arrived. We were checking out the rates, seeing what was happening inside of this building. No one would really speak with us. We did go inside the one daycare center, and she actually did give us rates for child care. Much respect to that lady. What's the problem, officer?
Well, so again, we've been getting reports from now multiple individuals that you guys were harassing individuals who work here. At the end of the day, this is private property, and it's one that people are allowed to ask you to leave.
Pause.
And it's also one that many
Yeah, bottom line, this is a major money laundering operation. We're stealing $50 million, you know, $50 million a year out of this. And, you know, he's a trendy. He's cool. They got it all together. And he's just told, you know, run these people off. You know, you don't go into an open mall area where they've got dozens of facilities for all this so-called care. You don't ask for some piece of filth. What is your problem, scumbag? We're clowning and pivoting you right now. I love the arrogance of this cop. And that's the left. Once they get control of your government, man, you're going to have leftist cops on your ass like the UK. You pray peacefully outside an abortion clinic, 3 years in prison. You file a complaint that a Muslim raped your six-year-old daughter, you go to prison. But hey, it's over for you people. The left, get it. Your reign of terror is over. It's just the beginning. Nothing you do is going to stop this now. Just know that. And the report goes on and on, up to 100 plus million in fraud, caught red-handed with the state documents. Good luck for you, scumbag, because you were getting away with all this we were asleep. It's over. And all the candy asses and all the interlopers and all the sellouts and all the Benedict Arnolds, it's a different ball game. We're in a different world right now. The times, they are a-changing, to quote Bob Dylan. Let's continue.
To enforce trespassing ordinance at this address.
Yeah. So they've already left. He wants to keep saying trespass, trespass, his power. You scum. You scum, American. You scum. You want to see a Benedict Arnold? It's this cop. Let's continue.
Got escorted out of this building. The Somalis filmed us as we left, and we headed over to the next building that had 22 of the same home health care providers operating from inside of the building.
Right here you have multicultural home care. And right here it says it's open, but can't even get in. Another Reliance Recovery Center. Mercy and Grace Care, Inc. Right here you have Denden Eritrean Youth Development Association of Minnesota. Another child care center. Welcome to Bright Beginning Center.
But what do you guys think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
No comments. Can I please
close? Right here, you have Serenity Quality Care. All of these businesses are literally the same type of business.
All right, let's stop here. Let's stop here for a moment. Let's play clip 15 for a second. This is just a new one. I see 10 or 15 of these every day. The Somalis, turns out they're like kids of the mayor, kids of the governor, you know, kids of the... And they're just like, screw you, pay my money, bitch. You bet I'm screwing you. You bet I don't work. You bet I drive a Mercedes. You bet I live in a $3 million house. Bitch, pay it. And you go, what is this? What do you think arrogance leads to? They've gotten away with all this. Why would they not? So you want to know who's getting the money? Here's an example right here.
I'm a Minnesota Somalian. Of course I live in a big house funded by United States taxpayers.
I'm a Minnesota Somalian. Of course, we have the most luxurious cars.
I'm Minnesota Somali. I'm champion border. Hi.
I'm a Minnesota Somali. Of course, I married my sister. Come here.
I'm a Minnesota Somali. Of course, I tell the government I feed 3,000 kids for no reason. Did you get the bill yet?
Hey, of course, I'm a Minnesota Somali. Of course, we live in Minneapolis, nigga.
Hey, get the...
I'm a Minnesota Somali. Of course, I got 12 siblings. I don't even know half of their names.
I'm a Minnesota Somali. Of course, Minnesota Somali was promised us 3,000 years ago.
Hi, Trump. I'm back so much.
Now, people see these videos for the first time. They go, that's a joke. Then they identify them. Those are real Somalis that run the businesses. And you're like, why would they do that? That's the whole point, is rubbing it in, letting you know. Look at Ilhan Omar. Look at them all. They have nothing but disrespect for you because you put up with it. You bowed down to them. We haven't gotten through even 60, 70% of this report. It's got 300 plus million views on X alone. Yeah, let's hear from this guy. I have hours of this. Listen to this guy. Here it is.
Thank you for working so hard so I can be home all day, free. I can use my EBT. Go to work for me, white boy, white girl. Yeah. Go to work for me, you white animals. Work for me. Yeah, you work for me. And the U.S. government is the... They work for me. All of you work for me. Now go to work. Pay them taxes. Take care of me and my people. All right? This is my land. I control this place. This is my reality. You all gonna be enchained. I'm gonna lock all you guys up if you don't pay your taxes. You better pay your taxes.
Which under Islam, when they've taken over, you've got to pay them. And you go, who is the average Somali IQ is like 75 because of inbreeding. But they know how to steal and they know how to attack, and you don't know how to defend yourself. So they're like, bitch, you know, they're pimping your ass. There's a famous HBO documentary like 15 years ago where she put cigarettes out on her, broke her arms, did all this. And she's in the hospital all beat up, run over by a car, and he's there. She's like, The prostitutes in the bed going, baby, I'm going to get back on my feet. I'm going to make that money. He's like, bitch, you better make that money. And the mother looks at him and said, how did you do this to my baby? He said, bitch, your baby's owned by me. And they go, what do you pay her? And he goes, I give her maybe every 2 days a bucket of chicken just so she can keep doing what she does. And it's demonic. It's like, yeah. And the mother goes, look what you did to my baby. I can play you hours of these Somalis. I remember when I used to put videos out about it where they'd stab somebody to death. First cop they hired was Somali, like shot a woman and did all this stuff. And I went, you people are crazy. And they go, yeah, you bet we're crazy. They're real accounts like 10 years ago. They're like, we're kings. We're going to kill you. You bet we're going to kill you. And I was just like, damn, these people are crazy. And they really hate black people because they don't see themselves as black. They were the slavers, one of the main slave hubs. So black folks in Minnesota were the most outspoken against them. I got clips of this lady coming up. Because they sit there and tell them, like, they won't talk to black people. They won't talk to them. They see them as subhuman. Incredible. Let me finish up with some of the documentary here. Here it is.
Convenience, home health care, aid, ink, and child-friendly space. All these companies get money from the government. Why would you have the same company, essentially, inside of the same building, door to door? Right here, Queen Lee Home Healthcare. It just does not make sense. If you're trying to operate a business, you'd want to have less competition. But here, they have all of their competition right next door. We're wondering, because we hear there's lots of fraud taking place here in Minnesota, and we're wondering, why is there so many of the same companies inside of this same building?
No, I don't know that.
What do you think about the fraud that's taking place here in Minnesota?
I don't have any idea about that fraud, okay? Mm-hmm. That's it.
What do you think about the news articles and what's being spread on the news about the fraud?
Right now, you are doing something wrong.
I'm just asking you.
No, you about don't the have fraud. To ask me, okay? Don't ask me that question again.
Okay.
Okay.
Who can I speak to?
Yeah?
Who can I speak to? Okay. As soon as you confront about the fraud, they get angry. When these people have these home healthcare companies, you're seeing them everywhere inside this building. What kind of fraud are they committing?
So there's false documentation being submitted to the state of Minnesota for services never provided. They're having forms signed in advance for services that were then never rendered. As far as a year or 2 years in advance, they'll have someone sign these forms at one sitting, and then they just file those with the state of Minnesota, and nobody from the state of Minnesota bothers to check that those services were ever provided.
So they're essentially just using people, saying that they have these services provided months or even years ago, then filing the paperwork and then receiving money from the government.
Right, and the Somali community is a very closed community, so everybody's in on it, and they don't want to talk, as you can see.
And for this building, I'm going to give an estimate of around $30 million for how much fraud is taking place. That is a very low estimate. However, still a lot of money in fraud.
And do you think there is fraud taking place here?
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you have any idea what any of these businesses are doing?
I never ask.
And now, with upwards of $100 million in fraud, we headed to one more daycare. And this one gets a little spicy as we get chased out at the very end. And after this, we'll be heading to the state capitol to confront the incompetent government leaders who have enabled this fraud to happen.
And I knew this video was going to...
We're going to confront the incompetent Democrats that gunned down the state senator and state rep that voted against it on June 14th. They're incompetent? They're not incompetent. They're competent as hell. The only thing I'll tell the great Nick Shirley is stop saying they're incompetent. It's already come out that Walz and Ilhan 4 years ago set this up and took a state surplus of $16 billion to a state deficit of $20 billion, $24 billion stolen. We already know. Stop saying it's incompetence. Good God. Give me a break. This is organized crime with precision. We'll put the whole report in post. There's like 15 minutes left. And then we're going to the State House, them flipping out the white liberals that are on top of it, that are running it. And they're the ones. I've looked at the cases, the criminal cases that have been filed. It's the same number in Michigan, in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, in Texas, in Maine, in Washington State. Tennessee, they got a big thing. They bust them and they get 30%. 70% of the money, none of it goes to services, is being sent to the Democrats. The most of it's sent to them through law firms, and then about 23% of the stolen money of the 7% is sent to the Muslim Brotherhood, to Somalia. So the jihad can attack Nigeria and attack Sudan, everything else. I mean, this is just insane, folks. It's so obvious. We're going to break. I'm going to come back and host some. Royce White's coming up, and I want to get into Candace Owens attacking her cult followers for questioning her, platforming a known super con artist with five restraining orders, attacking five women. And all we told her was, look out, this is bullcrap, claiming Charlie Kirk assassins met at some base. They all have alibis. She just doubled down. Now she's attacking her followers for asking questions. That's coming up. It's important to do this. We're going to do it. But just remember, I'm backed by you, not Qatar, not Israel, not the Easter Bunny. You. And the deal ends on the 30th. Buy any supplement, whether it's a $20 supplement or a $40 supplement, and get any other supplement you want free. You can buy a $20 supplement and get a $45 supplement free. The very best, ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the turmeric, the bovine colostrum, all of it, thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free of any other supplement you want, unprecedented deal at thealexjonesstore.com. You fund us, I appreciate you. Keep us in the fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after The Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.